one more time. I can't believe it. Isaiah 8, 13 and 14. Now it's part 3. The Lord of hosts, him shall you hallow. Let him be your fear. Let him be your dread. He will be as a sanctuary, but as a stone of stumbling and as a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, as a trap and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Isaiah 8:14. Isaiah 8:13 and 14. Another thing I forgot to mention, so it's a part 3. He's the Lord of hosts. He's the God of armies. He's in control of all these things all around us. We should hallow him. We should fear him. We should dread him. But then also in the next verse, 8:14, he shall be a sanctuary. And as I said in the last short little devotional, that he is the only God we should fear. We should not fear any false god. We should not fear any politician. He is also the only true sanctuary. Acts 4:12 says, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Some think that a politician will be their salvation. Some look to America's might, army might, to save them. They look to here or there for salvation. But there's no other name given among men by which we must be saved than that of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that was my additional message. Only 2 minutes now. Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. He is our sanctuary. He is our salvation. He's the Lord of hosts. He's the one that we should fear and dread. And yet he's also the one who we run to, the one that can save us, and he's the only one. Let's pray again. Father, we thank you that you are not just a fearful God, but you have sent your Son into this world, and you are a God of salvation, that we can run to you and be safe, a sanctuary, a rock that is solid. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Let me remember that. Help us all to remember that. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.